Well, hello there. Finally waking up, I see. I can tell you're a little confused. And let me see if I can help you. What's the last thing you remember? I'm guessing you remember coming to my office for the meeting I set up. After that, things probably get a little hazy. You're probably experiencing some short-term memory loss. It happens. After you arrived, I offered you my homemade kombucha, which you took. We talked for a while. Longer than I expected, honestly. You just wouldn't take a sip. I actually had to encourage you to try it. After that, you got a little drowsy. And then you passed out. And here we are now. The two of us are all alone in my office. It's quite a bit later. We're likely the only ones in the building. And what's that? The restraints? Oh, yes. Sorry about that. But I felt they might be necessary to keep you in place. We've been playing this game of cat and mouse all semester. It's obvious what you want, but you're afraid to act. You're one of those shy boys. It's so cute. I like that. I want the same thing you do. But I was worried that you'd never make your move. So I decided to help you out. To give you what you want. I'm sorry I had to drug you. And I'm sorry I had to restrain you. But it was really the only way. A shy, nerdy guy like you, I didn't want your anxiety to get the better of you. You might chicken out. Besides, your little nap gave us all the time we needed for the building to empty out. Now, nobody will hear us. I bet you make a lot of noise, don't you? I do like that. I want you to be a good boy and turn me on with your moans. What do you mean you're confused? Oh, you poor shy boy. You don't have to be nervous. It's okay. I know this is what you want. You come into my lectures and sit in the back of the room. You never say a thing. You're so quiet. But you're not one of those losers who doesn't want to be here. You're not staring at your phone. No. You're a good boy. You're so attentive. Your eyes follow me around the room. Oh, you're just paying attention to the lecture? I told you, you don't have to be shy. You can admit it. You're paying attention to me. I can feel your eyes on me. And you know what? I like it. I'm older than you, but you make me feel like a college girl. My body gets hot when your eyes are on me. I can tell you're checking me out. You're ogling these big titties, and it makes me so wet. No, no, it's true. I get so fucking wet in class, and it's all for you. You may be shy, but you're also intellectual. I know a studious boy like you would always pay attention to my needs. And a younger man, I just know you'd be insatiable. You'd never get enough of this curvy ass and these big tits and this hot, wet pussy. Oh, you think I should let you go? Of course you do, you shy boy. That's why I used the restraints. Oh, yeah. Sure, you don't want this. Right. I'm rolling my eyes. I'm crazy. Oh, you're too cute. So precious. Now you're just saying anything. I know you're nervous, baby. It's okay. Shh, just relax. You don't have to talk anymore. You don't have to pretend. You know, if you keep protesting like this, you're gonna hurt my feelings. We both know what you really want. And the chemistry between us is real. I can feel it every time you're in class. You don't want to hurt my feelings, do you? Oh, you don't care? Okay, now you're starting to piss me off. I know you want this. I can feel it. And I knew you'd never be man enough to make a move. And I can understand that. I'm your professor. I'm older. I've got this hot body. This ass. These big titties. You're intimidated. And so I took the initiative. I made things happen. I expected you to be a little shy about it. But now you're going too far. You're being an unappreciative little bitch. Crazy? That word again? You really need to be more original. You're just repeating yourself. Oh, you're not even attracted to me. That's precious. Every man is attracted to me. I see them all every day. They're all checking me out. They all want a piece of this. Are you saying you're the only one who's different? Well, if you aren't attracted to me, then you'd be able to prove it, right? How? By not getting turned on right now. For example, if I start unbuttoning my blouse, it shouldn't have any effect on you. I can see the doubt in your eyes. You're about to be exposed. I'm just gonna open the first few buttons. Don't look away. Keep your eyes right here. Focused on my ample cleavage. Do you like my lacy red bra? No, you don't. You're shaking your head no, but your eyes say yes. And look down there. Is that a bulge in your trousers? Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, it's involuntary. That's not how the human body works, sweet boy. Trust me. I'm a university professor. I know these things. I don't get wet from every man eyeballing me as soon as I enter a room. Not the way I get wet when you're in my lectures. My panties get so soaked. Because we're meant for one another. They're soaked right now. Maybe I should take them off. Yes. That's what I'll do. Shh, don't protest. It's easy. I'll just push my skirt up a bit. Do you like the skirt? It really shows off my ass. Now, let me just slide these sloppy, wet panties down. Right over my slutty heels. There we go. Look at them, my little red whore panties. You can see how fucking wet they are and smell them. Here, let me put them right under your nose. Inhale. Are you trying not to breathe? It's okay. I can wait. You'll take a breath soon enough. There you go. Inhale it, baby. Take it all in. That's a good boy. Fuck. That bulge is getting bigger. Oh, stop with the protesting nonsense. If you keep going, I'll have to gag you. Come to think of it, that's not a bad idea. Open wide. Oh, don't fight it, honey. There's not a thing you can do. I'll just cram these wet panties in your mouth for a gag. And you can taste my sweet, delicious pussy juices. Don't you dare try to spit them out. If you do, I've still got more of that duct tape I used to bind your wrists and ankles. Oh, look at you. You look so precious with my little red whore panties stuffed in your mouth. I taste so sweet, don't I? And that cock of yours, it just keeps growing. You're a naughty boy, aren't you? You're bound and gagged in your sexy professor's office, and you're getting rock hard. I didn't know you were so kinky. I think it's time for me to get a look at what's stretching those trousers. Let's get it out. Stop squirming! See what you made me do? I said stop squirming! There we go. What a beautiful dick you have. And it's so hard for me. I love that. I knew this is what you wanted. It was our destiny to end up like this. Oh, let me kiss this beautiful cock right on the sensitive tip. It twitched. And you're leaking little cum droplets. Oh, God. You need a taste. You're delicious, baby. So delicious. Can you really tell me you haven't fantasized about this? Professor Big Tits on her knees, kissing your needy cock. Oh, it's so sexy when you try to talk with your mouth full of my panties. It makes me want to hear you moan some more. I know what'll make you moan. If I stroke this beautiful dick for you. Let's just get it nice and wet. There we go. It's dripping with my saliva. That's going to mix so nicely with your leaky little drops of cum. Maybe I should pull this bra down to really give you a treat. I know you'd like that. To stare at these big titties while I jack you off. I'll just take my blouse off. Now, for this lacy little bra. You're throbbing. And your cock is actually pulsing. And now, I'm gonna stroke it. This beautiful dick just dripping with my spit. I bet you'd like me to suck it. But we have time for that later. We have all night. Should I be gentle? I don't think so. I'm gonna really tug that cock. Nice and slow. It's so beautiful. That glistening dick. I know you've dreamed of showing it to your sexy professor. Oh, the sexy groans. That's a good boy. You're getting me very excited. Look at how hard my nipples are. Oh, they feel so good when I touch them. You can't take your eyes off them, can you? Do you like watching me rub my nipples while I stroke your beautiful cock? I'm gonna jack it harder, baby. It feels good, doesn't it? I'm really jacking that dick down. Down on my knees, your sexy professor, pulling your beautiful cock. Those groans. You're gonna make me get aggressive. My nipples are so sensitive. It feels so good to rub them while you watch. Maybe I should lick my fingers. Oh, that's even better. I think you should come for me, dirty boy. Don't shake your head. Come for me. Look at me, your sexy professor, touching and teasing my nipples, stroking your hard dick. Oh, it feels so good. This is so fucking hot. My pussy juices are running down my leg. I'm so turned on just from stroking you. Oh, come for me. I'm gonna squeeze that dick. You can do it, dirty boy. Come for me. Look at my swollen nipples. My sexy tits. Imagine how your cock would feel between them. Oh. This is so fucking hot. You're being such a good boy. Come for me. I'm gonna count you down. 10. 9. 8. 7. You're gonna come on my tits. I want your cream all over my titties. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Oh, you're such a good fucking boy. Coming all over your sexy professor's titties. Yes. You're such a good boy. Oh, it was a lot of a cum. Let me just clean it up with my fingers. And lick them clean. Don't worry. I saved some for you. And let me just pull your gag out. No! No, don't turn away. I want you to taste the seed you spilled for me. I can't wait to have some deep inside me later. I'm ovulating, you know. Fuck. I'm feeling very fertile. And I'm worked up now. I can't wait until you recover so you can breed me. What? Cut you loose? No, I'm not gonna do that. I know you had fun, but you're still a shy boy at heart. You might try to make a run for it, and we are far from through. No, this night is just getting started. Now, I've got something for you. Just a little blue steel to get you back in the game quickly. Open wide. Don't make me shove it in there. There you go. That's a good boy. There's no point in resisting. You're mine. All mine. And I know that's the way you want it. You're such a good boy.